Yep. Okay. Mem Gimel Aveis, I go in Yisrochag to all, and let us get going in Zecha Sukkah. Sukkah does not end for us. It continues for a couple of weeks more, and then we'll get to another Masechta. But Baruch Hashem. Eisvei, here we go. About 10 lines up from the bottom of Mem Gimel Aveis, the Gemara is discussing a machlokes between what is the mitzvah of Arava on Hoshana Rabbah. Is it a mitzvah of standing up the Arava, of Zakifa, of standing it up Keneged, next to the Mizbeach? And if the mitzvah was Zakifa, next to the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash, then there is no reason for us to have any type of Zeichel HaMikdash, because we don't have a Mizbeach anymore, we cannot do Zakifa. Or is the mitzvah Netila, like we have a mitzvah of Netila Zlulav? So too, was there a mitzvah of Netila, or Chiv of Netila, in the times of the Mikdash? And if that's true, so that we should have a Zecher of it today, and then if that's true, the Gemara has a question, why don't we say that that Netila of the Arava is Docha Shabbos Bezman HaZeh? That's what the Gemara is going to. So the Gemara, up until now, has said that really there's only a mitzvah of standing, it could be, that there's only a mitzvah of standing up the Arava, so then there's no problem, and there's no question of why Hoshana Rabbah is not Docha Shabbos. Okay, Eisvei asked the Gemara about 10 lines up. Lulav doches haShabbos b'tchilaso v'arava b'sofo. Lulav is doches haShabbos in the beginning of Sukkot. If the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, then lulav is doches haShabbos v'arava b'sofo. And arava, Hoshana Rabbah, falls out of the sofo at the end of Sukkot. If that falls out on Shabbos, so then that is doches haShabbos. So pamachas chal shvi shal arava liyos b'Shabbos. One time Hoshana Rabbah fell on a Shabbos, or we just had a discussion whether that's possible or not. But at least this story took place when it was. It fell on a Shabbos. Ve'hiviu murbio shal arava me'erev Shabbos. They brought bundles of aravos from Erev Shabbos. Who brought? Let's assume the Kohanim. Let's treat this Rashi here. The Kohanim, it was all a mitzvah of the Kohanim. So they brought the arava branches from Erev Shabbos from down below in the valley, as we're going to have discussed by the Shem in the Mishnah in tomorrow's daf. The hinichem azara, and from Erev Shabbos they cut them and they brought them in the azara and they left them there to use for the next day. But the hikiru bahed baitusim. The baitusim, one of the groups that did not believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, realized what was happening, and they realized they set up this whole Arava practice, and they didn't agree with the Arava practice, because what's the marker for Arava? It's either Halach Moshe B'Sinai, or some other type of makar, as we'll see, learn that from an extra word, but either way, the marker for doing the Arava ceremony was Torah Shabbat Peh. So they wanted to reject, reject this practice. So what did they do? V'natlum, they took away the Aravas that were there. V'kavshim tachas avadim, Rashi first, Kavsha means they hid them under stones. They got a pile of rocks. They hid them under the rocks. And they knew that the Rabbanan would not move the rocks, because the rocks were Muksa. And therefore, this would be a way to prevent Chazal from performing this ceremony. So what happened? The next morning, Ame Haaretz, people who were not so well-versed in the halacha, realized what happened. And they weren't so focused on the issue of muksa. V'shavta b'dakas avadim. They took him out from under the stones. They look on him, and they brought him to the kohanim. So no problem. V'zakfum b'tzidi mizbeach, and the kohanim put him up next to the sides of the mizbeach. Why did this whole thing happen? V'fishein by tusim modim, because the baitusim did not admit chibra rava dochas shabbos. That chibra rava exists at all. For sure, it's not dochas shabbos. But what do you see from this whole story, which we'll talk more about in a minute? Alma b'netilahi tiyufta, but the lashon of the brisa used is chibut, and Rashi explains chibut means shaking it, taking it in one's hand, not just standing it up. So you see the brisa says chibut, that's how you know that there's a mitzvah of netilas arava, and not just zakifas arava. So Mar says tiyufta, so you're right, we're back to the question, which we'll answer in a minute, the question of, if there is really a mitzvah of netilas, so why at least bizman hazeh in Eretz Yisrael, just like yesterday we said that Bizman HaZeh in Eretz Yisrael, the first day of Sukkot, Lulav is Docha Shabbos, that's what we said up until now, so too, if the last day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, we should say that Netilas Arav is Docha Shabbos. And they go, let's stop here for a second, and then we'll talk about this. The Marsha has a kasha on this Gemara. The Marsha says that, what were the Baitusim putting Chazal into a situation? They were going to put it under the rock so that they wouldn't be able to get the Aravos. One second, but we had a Gemara earlier that said you're allowed to move muksa l'tzarech lulav. You're allowed to move muksa l'tzarech hamitzvah. Ask the marshal. Late, but what happened before? Lulav tilto ba'almahu v'litchi Shabbos. What do we have at the beginning of the parak? Lulav is just moving it, so you should be docha Shabbos. It's muksa, but it's a mitzvah. So if you do get l'shem mitzvah, that should be docha the muksa. So what's the difference between the case of the lulav and the case of here? So the marshal says, you know what? It must be that anything that's efshar lasos mi bod yom. If you could have done it beforehand, so it's not docha Shabbos. And this lulav, you could have done beforehand. They did it beforehand, but now they're stuck. So maybe that's why there would have been an issue of muksa here. That is the kash on the terrace of the marshal. The Aruch Lener, though, doesn't like it. He says, what do you mean it's efshar lasos? They did it! So now it messed up, so now it's like efshar lasos. That it wasn't their fault that the Baitusa did this to them. So how can you say that, number one? And number two, there's something called tilto manatzad. There's something called moving it in an unusual way. Move something with your elbow. If you have something that's muksa machbas gufo, you're allowed to move it with an elbow. Let's say you have a rock on top of a barrel. So what did we say in the Mishnah Masechet Shabbos towards the end? You lean over the barrel, the rock falls off. You're allowed to move things in an indirect way. So he says, I don't like the Marsha's Raya, the Marsha's Kasha. He says, I'll give you a different shot. He says, I don't think there's any problem. When he asked Daiti, you know what the answer is? He says, first of all, he says, there's no Raya that you can use Mutter from earlier. Because earlier, you're actually moving the Lulav itself. That's Mutter L'Shem Muksa. Here, it's moving something else to get to the Dvar Mitzvah. He says, that doesn't work. Don't tell me that there's a Raya that you're allowed to do it, because here you're moving the Raya to get to the Aravas. So he says, Lule Divrei Rashi, I would give another pshat to the Gemara. What is Kavshum? He says, with one more question. Why were there rocks in the base of Mikdash? Well, they were hidden under the rocks? Well, they brought rocks into the base of Mikdash to hide it? Doesn't say that anywhere. They brought it outside the base of Mikdash? Doesn't say that anywhere. So what were there rocks doing in the base of Mikdash? So he says, Kavshum, he thinks it's a language of hid under, not that they put it under the rocks, but what they did was they lifted up some of the Ritzpas HaAzara. They picked it up under the floor of the Azara, stuck it in there, hoping that they wouldn't realize where it is. That's what happened here with the story. He says, and if that's the case, then the Ami HaAretz realized what was happening. But what was the chashash? They knew they wanted to take it out, but it's not a muksa issue. It's a bona and soser issue, says the Aruch Lener. And they knew they wouldn't do this mitzvah, this Aveira Daraisa. It's a stira if you would pick up the floor of the Azara. But what happened? The Ami HaAretz didn't realize it. They didn't think it was bona or soser, or they did it in a way that wasn't bona or soser. They just pulled out the Aravas instead of moving the whole floor. And in that way, that's the shot of the story. You don't have to get into any issues of muksa. It's an issue of bona and soser. What? Right, so according to Rashi, it's l'shitaso. Right, it's a muksa issue, and these Ami HaAretz were, it's an iser tiltal issue. But according to the Aruch Lener, the Aruch Lener says, Lulu Divrei Rashi, he would give this different pshat based on a number of his questions. Okay, so that's just a pshat of the bottom story. Marshan, the Aruch Lener. So, what do we have now? So, three lines for the bottom, ve'ela nitlu. So we're back to the original question. If you say there's a mitzvah of netilas arava, so then you should say that it is docha Shabbos when Hashanah Arava falls out on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, kiva da'anan lo dachinan, inonami lo dachinan. Now, since it's not docha Shabbos outside the Beis HaMikdash, in Gevulin, in Chutz Laaretz, so too, it's not docha for them. Why? We'll see in Rashi in a minute. Losis go to do. See that in a second. V'ha yantif harishon, lidon lo dachi, lidu za dachi. Aye, what about what we said on yesterday's daf? That by lulav, if lulav falls out, if the first day of Sukkot fell out like this year, the first day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos, then in Eretz Yisrael, they do shake a lulav on Shabbos. Aye, and that we're not worried about minhagim there. They're allowed to do it and we're not. So Mar says, okay, you're right. Reject that also. Amri, lidetunami lo dachi. No, even according to them, it's not docha. And that's what we paskin. That lulav is not docha Shabbos. When the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, lulav is adocha Shabbos. When the last day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, Hoshana Rav is adocha Shabbos. Because it's adocha for them, it's not docha for us either. And that's what Rashi says on top line, Shelo lasos Yisrael agudos agudos. That we don't have, there's an Isra of losis go to do, that we're not supposed to make the Jewish people appear like groups. That's the big sugya that came up last week of wearing tefillin and chalamoi. The post can discuss how could it be that some wear tefillin, some don't wear tefillin. Why isn't that a problem of losis go to do? But that's the concept here, that we don't have some people having a yantif and some people shaking a lulav, some people not shaking a lulav, and therefore we say nobody shakes it on Shabbos. We'll talk more about that in a second. Let's just finish up first. But if you say that there's no lulav when Sukkot falls down on Shabbos on the first day, but we have a kasha then. We have the kasha of how we interpreted the brisa at the beginning of the parak, the Tanachad, because remember we had two Mishnayos. One Mishnah said, one Mishnah said that all the people brought their lulavs to Harabayas. That was the first Mishnah of our parak. And the last Mishnah of the previous parak said to Shul, and the way we had answered that stira was umitar tzinan, kamiz ban shebeis hamikdash kaim, kamiz ban shein beis hamikdash kaim. We had answered that stira of do they take them to shul or to the beis hamikdash by answering bizman hazeh or not. But now, if we're saying that even bizman, always bizman hazeh, they don't shake a lulav, so then go back to the question of how do you interpret those two mishnayos? So look at our answers. Lo, edv edv bizman shebeis hamikdash kaim. Both of those are talking about when the beis hamikdash is built. The lo kasha kan bevikdash kan bigvulin. And the answer is no. It depends. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, so then, in the Beis HaMikdash, they brought it to the Mikdash. After the Beis HaMikdash, they brought it to the Shuls. Period. End of that discussion for now. One Ha'ara that the Rav Soloveitchik makes on this Rashi of Losis Go to do. What does our Gemara say, according to Rashi, according to the other Rishonim? That you can't have it that in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be shaking a lulav when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, on the first day, and of course, they won't. That would be an Isra of Losis Go to do. Asks Rav Soloveitchik, Aval Bizman Hazeh, Hov Lodaki Libre Gol, Lodaki Afi Libre Yisrael, Aval Bizman HaMikdash. But what about in the time of the Beis HaMikdash? When Lula fell on Shabbos. So then they shook in the Beis HaMikdash and in Eretz Yisrael, even on Shabbos. But ask the Rav, I am Rishon Shem Mefarshik Yitam Losis Godu, V'tzarech Iyun, Hari Gam Bizman HaMikdash in La'azos Agudos Agudos, V'lama Ba'osan Hayamim Dachi Lebnei Eretz Yisrael. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, you're saying post-Beis HaMikdash, there's a problem. So why isn't there also a problem of Losis Godu in the times of the Beis HaMikdash? In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when they shake in the Beis HaMikdash and we don't shake outside the Beis HaMikdash, not on day one. Right? So why isn't there a problem of Losis Godu do there? So says the Rav, two answers. So number one is Venira, and this is Yisod Gadol and Losis Go to do. Ki Isser Losis Go to do, Losas Agudas Agudos, Shayach Bein Tzibur L'Tzibur, Om Bein Yechidim L'Yechidim. Losis Go to do is a problem when you have two Tzibur's doing different things, or when you have different Yechidim doing different things. That's when there's a problem of Losis Go to do. Meaning of different groups doing different things. Bizman Hazeh, B'nei Eretzol, B'nei Golam, Ahavim Shrei Tziburim. Bizman Hazeh, post Beis HaMikdash, so then the people, the Jews of Chutz La'aretz is one aguda, the Jews of Eretz Yisrael is another aguda, and that would be a problem of Losis Go to do, and that's why you can't have different practices. But when there's a Beis HaMikdash, and when we have a Malchus Beis David, and when we have, you know, the Klal Yisrael singing Eretz Yisrael, then that's the only real Tzibur. The only real Tzibur, according to Rashi, he explains based on the next Rashi. Look at the next Rashi, he also talks about it. The only real Tzibur is the one in Eretz Yisrael, and outside is a bunch of Yechidim. So there's no problem with Losis Godudu. If you only have one Tzibur versus Yechidim, that's not a problem with Losis Godudu. Losis Godudu is Tzibur versus Tzibur. Yechidim versus Yechidim, but not Tzibur versus Yechidim. That's what he says for Rashi. Then he quotes the Rambam, I don't know if we mentioned it in the past, the Rambam seems to say that no, even post-Beis HaMikdash, the Jews of Eretz Yisrael are the only real Tzibur. So he has to suggest another answer for the Rambam. Maybe there's no Losis Go to do when it comes to the Kedushas Mikdash. It's a separate derech, and all of Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael is an extension of Kedushas Mikdash. Those are two ways to get out of the problem of Losis Go to do Bizman HaMikdash. Again, either it's not, there's only one Tzibur, or it's based on Kedushas Mikdash. Amar Le Abaye, seventh line. Amar Le Abaye, Rabbah. Important question. Why is it that we know that Mida Oraisa outside the Beis HaMikdash, Shake a Lulav is only mitzvah one day, and Arava and Moses also one day? So why is it that we shake a Lulav 7 days, Zeichel HaMikdash, and we don't shake an Arava 7 days? Right? In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, they also walked around once with the Arava. So maybe. Well, they're deciding with an Arava. So then why is it that in the Mikdash, in Bizman Hazeh today, this past Sukkot, why do we shake a lulav every day and not take an Arava every day? What's the difference? They're both Zeichel and Mikdash. So Amalei, says the Gemara. The Gemara first is an amazing Havamina. Hoil va'adam yosi dechavaso ba'arava shebelulav. No, you took an Arava. You did take an Arava. The one in the lulav. That could be function as both purposes. That could function as the Arava for your Dalan Minim of the Mitzvah Nechilas Lulav, and that could function as the arava for the zechel and mikdash of the Hoshana that they put next to the mizbeach. So Gemara says, no, thank you very much. Amar lei hahu mishum lulav hu deka avid lei. No, you can't double dip. You can't write it. This is for the lulav mitzvah. You can't yarava. You can't serve both purposes. Can't wear two hats, and therefore it's no good. Maybe you'll pick up the lulav for l'shem mitzvah lulav. You'll put it down, then you pick it up again l'shem arava. So you can have it serve two functions. You have two separate hagbaz, which we're going to talk about the sham later. So the Gemara says, no, hamaisim b'chol yom zlo kavdin and hachi. No, nobody does that. Nobody does that, and it must be because it's not going to work. So nobody does it. You can't say you're just going to pick it up twice. So again, we're back to the question. Why is it that we shake a lulav for 7 days, and we don't shake an arava for 7 days, if both of them are to be zechel and mikdash? What kind of principle is that? So the Mefarshim talk about what it is. I think there's a... I forgot, there's some achronim talk about how can Maisim b'chol yom be a raya. But it's going to connect to the Gemara that we're going to have later on about, on the Amud Beis, about picking it up and putting it down, whether that would work or not. The Gemara was not worried about Enos and Mrs. Chavilas Chavilas. That's a good question. Why wasn't the Gemara mentioned about doing a... Right, usually we have a principle, you're not supposed to bunch up mitzvahs. It looks like it's a tircha. So here too, why don't you say it looks like a tircha? The Gemara doesn't bring that up. Maybe it's only a problem by certain types of mitzvahs. By Kiddush, we know what comes up, by the Yaknahaz, and others. But you're right, you have to figure out why it's not a problem of Enos and Mrs. Chavilas Chavilas. Okay, so Gemara answers, Amar Azvin Mishvei the Rava, Lulav de Oraisa of Dinan Shiva Zechel Amigdash. No, lulav is daraisa, so that's why you make a zechel and mikdash. But arava is only darabanan. That's why there's no zechel and mikdash by the arava. The Gemara says, what? Laman, who says this is darabanan? Nobody says it's darabanan. Elaim ala abishol. We have two makaros for the arava, and both of them are on a daraisa level. So Gemara does say, we'll talk about it. Yeah. We'll talk about it. Yeah. Ilay malabishol ha'amar avri nachal ksiv shtayim achaz lulav v'achaz lemikdash. If it's according to Abishol, who we had in last parak, Abishol says, what's the makar for the mitzvah of arava by Hoshanis? It says arve nachal. Arve is plural, so it's double arve. Il rabbanon. If it's according to the rabbanon who do not hold of that hilchas agamirla, it's a halacha lemoshe misinai, and we know halacha lemoshe misinai is on the level of daraisa. Damar vasi amar biyochanan mishum rabbichunya ish bakas base chorson. Esther, we had this last parak. Esther netios arava v'nisa chamayim halacha moshe misinai. These three items are halacha moshe misinai. Esther netios was the discussion of how much you are allowed to plow in tosefes shvius. That was if you have 10 young plants in a base saw, so you're allowed to plow the entire field in tosefes shvius because that's what the trees need. Arava and nisa chamayim, those are halacha moshe misinai. So everybody agrees that the mitzvah of arava is daoraisa. So how could you say that arava is darabanan, and that's why we don't shake arava 7 days? So we reject that, and we're back to the question again. Again, the question is, arava and lulav, both were done every day in the Beis HaMikdash. So today we do it as a zecher to that. So why is it that we should take a lulav every day and we don't take an arava every day? Answers the Gemara, final answer. El Amar Azid Mishri the Rava. Lulav de Isle Iker Min HaTorah Bigvulin Avdinan Le Shiva Zechel HaMikdash. No, lulav has a d'oraisa root even outside the Beis HaMikdash. So that is why we have a Zechel HaMikdash every day. So there is an adifus to Chutz La'aretz. Arava, but when it comes to the Arava, there's no mention of doing anything with an Arava in Chutz La'aretz. So there's no Doraisa out, there's no Doraisa root outside the Beis HaMikdash. So that is why we do it for 1 day, we don't do it for 7 days. Arava, d'les le'ikim en ha'torah be'gvulin, lo avdin en shiva, zechar le'mikdash. Okay, that is the final answer why we shake a lulav all 7 days, and we don't take an Arava all 7 days. What do? We take a 1 day though. So the Rishonim here discuss, what do we do with it? So what do we do on Hoshana Rabba? So the Me'iri quotes, what is it, Chibut Arava? The Me'iri quotes here on this Gemara. The minhag is, Umina'aneya, shake it. Some people shake their Arava. Some people do the holding on Nuim with the Arava. O Choveit Ba Al Hakli, O Al Hakarka. And so you bang it on a kli, on a chair, or on the ground. Umiksas Chasidim, this is the Me'iri talking, it's not post Hasidic dynasty. The Me'iri, umiksas Chasidim, Nogim Lachbot Ba Al Haduchin, O Al Dlosos Ha'aron. Some pious people, says the Me'iri, bang it like on the Aron. On the Aron. This is an extension of that, is throwing it on top of the Aron. Right, so where does that come from? So Rav Shachter quotes in Nefesh HaRav that maybe this is as a dugma to the Mizbeach. He quotes this Meiri, and then he says, "What's pshat? Mistama kavanas benegzer ditzlasos aron oabima yishlem yosir dimyon lemizbeach shem mikdash." What they used the arava for in the base of mikdash was to go around the mizbeach and do something that connected the mizbeach. So that's why maybe the minhag is not just to do it on the floor, but maybe dafka to do it on a clear or something that connects to the aron, because the aron or the bima is domed to the mizbeach. And that's why he quotes the minhag of Reb Chaim. This is quoted in a number of places. I don't know if I mentioned this last week. The minhag of Reb Chaim that on Hoshana Rabba, before he went around with the luba, before he shook the arava, he used to take his arava and stand it up, leaning against the bima. Because the bima was connected to the mizbeach, and he wanted it just like they did. They stood it up in the base of mikdash. That's what he used to do. Dugmas masha bezin hayzokin murbiyos shal rava b'tzidiyem mizbeach. And then afterwards, he used to take it. That was the minhag of a Reb Chaim. But again, that's the explanation of that meiri. They have to do it something connected to the aron or the bima because it's connected to the mizbeach.
What purpose do you bang?
So ask the Yechavadas. They ask the Ravadi Yosef and the Shuba. Why are you banging on the floor? What is that about? So he quotes Alpi Kabbalah. He quotes it from the Tshuva Saga Onim B'Shem HaKadmonim. That we know the Medrash in Parashas Emor, but remember this for next year. The Medrash in Parashas Emor says that all the Dalet Minim are Keneged, different parts of the body. We know the Lulav is the spine, and we mentioned this a few weeks ago also. Lulav is the spine, and the Esrog is the heart. Hadassim are the eyes, and Aravos are the lips. When Hadassim are the eyes, three Hadassim, two eyes. So that's what we gave a word on a few weeks ago. But he quotes, the Aravos are the lips. So what do we bang on Hoshana Rabbah for? He quotes beautifully. He says, up until Hoshana Rabbah, we've been doing mitzvahs the whole month. So the Sutton can't open his mouth. It's like he opened his bath. We've been doing mitzvahs. Every time he opens his bath, he's been doing a mitzvah. We're shaking a lulav. We're building a sukkah. We're doing everything. Hoshana, Yom Kippur, we're shaking the shofar. He says, Hoshana Rabbah is the last day. Hoshana Rabbah is the last day. So what do? We take the aravos, which are a symbol of lips, symbol of the peh, and we smash it against the floor. We bang it, we bang it, we bang it. Shoran Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't let anybody open their mouth against us. Don't let anybody, he says, even though we're not doing any mitzvahs anymore, he says, don't let anybody, this is Nichav Adas Gimel Memches, Ach Mikan Laba, Anu Roms in Shechavitas HaRava Bekarka, Shekol Pesha Yochem Alidu Lekatvig Lo Yuchal Lanu, V'yipo Arza. And that's why Dafka, according to this, he's Dafka doing on the floor, not just Dafka on a Kli. But that's what Rav Yosef quotes, that's part of the reason of the minhag. The Chai Adam, by the way, says that you have to do it until all the leaves come off. Do it five times, like the Arizal says, and that's it. So immediately you see a banging, banging. Okay, do it five times, Yotze Zayin, and then you could put it on the Ar. Okay.
Where did it develop?
Hoshana Rabbah being a Yom Hadin is a later. It's not in the Gemara really. So it's a later idea, and I don't remember. How much of it is in the Rishonim? Again, you have a parallel. Rosh Hashanah as a Yom HaDin is not in the Torah either. But so again, that's a bigger problem. But again, that's already in the Gemara. It's already in the Gemara. But Hoshana Rabbah as a Yom HaDin is really a later idea, much up in Kabbalah. And okay, so that's some issues related to Chibud Arava. Amar Reish Lakish. Now we're going to have a little conversation which quotes this Arava a line, and that's why it's brought here. Amar Reish Lakish. Kohanim bali mumin nechnasin mina ulam lamezbech deilatis ba'arava. Kohanim who are bali mumin, right? They have in the middle of Endal and Ralph. Kohanim or bali mumin, who usually are not allowed to go into certain areas of the Beis HaMikdash. Let's remember for a moment what the Beis HaMikdash looks like. We have the Kodesh Kadashim on the west side. Now we're moving east, from west to east. Kodesh Kadashim, you have the Heichal next to the Kodesh Kadashim. Okay, you have the Heichal, which has the Shulchan and the Menorah and the Mizbeach HaKetores. Moving more east, you have the Pesach of the Ulam, you have the doorway. You have an area between the Ulam, which is the Heichal and the Kodesh Kodashim, and the Mizbeach HaChitzon. You have an area there. You have a certain area there that's called Beit Ulam Vala Mizbeach. That's the area we're going to talk about. Then you have the Mizbeach, then you have the Ezra Sistral, then you have the Ezra's Kohanim, then the Ezra Sistral. Continue. We're going to talk about that area between the Mizbeach and the Heichal, called Beit Ulam Vala Mizbeach. That's where, let's say, if you're walking around the Mizbeach with your Arava, you're going to have to go there. You're going to have to go on that side. You're going to have to go on the west side of the Mizbeach. Normally, that was off limits for Kohanim who had a mum, who had a blemish. They can't do the Avodah, they can't even walk there. What they used to do, we learned. They used to make sure there was no worms in the wood of the that they used for the Mizbeach. But that's usually, there was an Isser. Says Reish Lakish, he's Bechadesh, that walking around with the Arava Even the Kohen and Bali Mumin are allowed to do that, even though they're usually not allowed in that area. Kohen and Bali Mumin nechnasim bein ulam lamizbeach kedei latzeis ba'arava. They're allowed to do that. Rashi says they're allowed to do this. Kol hashana asurim likanei sham. They're also allowed to, they're usually also to go in there, as it says in the first parak in Kalim. First parak in Kalim lists the 10 levels of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. One of them is that bein ulam lamizbeach, Bali Mumin are allowed, not allowed to go in. Fine. The Rishonim here discuss the Ramban on Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ritva here on our Gemara says, Ika Dekashile, it's Usur, so why are they allowed to do this? If it's an Usur for them to go into this area, so why are they allowed to do this? Says the Ritva, based on his Grand Rebbe's opinion, the Ramban is only Usur Midrabanan. Even though the first parak in Kalim lists off all the Esser Kedushos, really it's only an Usur Midrabanan for the Bali Mumin to go into this area, and therefore, it's only asked to be Rabbanan. So Chazal said, to do this mitzvah is okay. This mitzvah, it is okay. V'acha ukma din Torah, mishum hakafas mitzvah arava shal Torah, avol zarim. But let's say, for example, Reish Lakish didn't say a Yisrael could go in and do it, because that's an Issa Daraisa. A Zar is not allowed to go in there to walk around with the hakafas, because that's an Issa Daraisa. But when it comes to the Bali Mumin, it's only asked to be the Rabbanan, so it's allowed. Tosfos on top, the second Tosfos says, you could also say Pruei Rosh. If somebody doesn't write his... has long hair that the travayu asiri la mishum arava, right? So again, that's there are other psulim that are discussed here. But either way, says the Ritva is also midrabanan, and that is why it's allowed. And he doesn't mention it, but this is a kasha that they ask on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins in Losa Se Samach Tes aser de oraisa for a bal mum kohen to go bein ulam v'lam mizbeach. That is the Ramban's opinion. It's also the oraisa. She is your kohen bal mum. You can't heichal bichlalo. You can't go into the heichal at all. Ask the Ramban there in Sefer HaMitzvahs, what does he do with our Gemara? Our Gemara says it's mutter. How can you say it's mutter? So says the Megillas Esther, one of the great defenders of the Rambam, Megillas Esther, his mother's name was Esther. So he named the Sefer Megillas Esther. His mother was Nifter close to when he published the Sefer, so he named the Sefer after his mother. Nothing to do with Purim. But just Megillas Esther is a Sefer defending the Rambam. Says, you know what you do with this Gemara? What's the problem? It says, just like you said, it's a mitzvah, Mishum Arava, it's a Zerudrabanan. Asi Dochalozase, the mitzvah's Arava is Dochalozase. And it's Be'idnas at the same time. The mitzvah of Arava is to walk around. That's Dochalozase Daraisa of. Losase Daraisa of going there. There is a discussion. Do you ever find Halachal Moshe Misinai is being used as an ase? That's Dochalozase. Either way, but that's the answer that is given by the Megillas Esther. Okay, so it's a machlokas Rishonim, whether this was an Issa d'Oraisa or an Issa d'Rabbanan. Now we continue. That's what Reish Lakish said. Amale Rabbi Yochanan mi amra. Who said that that's allowed? Mar says, mi amra? Ha'iyu amar. What do you mean? Who said that such a mitzvah as Arava? Rabbi Yochanan, you yourself said it. D'amar vasi amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shir v'nechun yish b'kas b'is charson. Esan etiyas Arava nisa chamayim anolach moshe b'sinai. What do you mean? He says b'feirish that that's a mitzvah of Arava. So what's he bothered by? Ella, no, this is what he meant. Mi amar benetila dilma b'zakifa. Who said there's a mitzvah to walk around with it? Maybe there's just a mitzvah to stand it up. Can I get the mizbeach? Mi amar b'vali mumin dilma b'tmimim. Who said the b'vali mumin are allowed? Maybe only kohanim without mumin are allowed. Either way, so he was bothered by this statement. Period. Next piece. Itmar. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chad amar arava yisod nevi'im. V'chad amar arava minhag nevi'im. When we talk about whatever they did, let's assume that they shook the arava in the Beis HaMikdash, or they walked around with the arava in the Beis HaMikdash. Was it a yisod nevi'im or a minhag nevi'im? What does that mean? We'll do Shitas Rashi. Yisod nevi'im, Rashi says, means takana. Was it a real takana kavua in the Beis HaMikdash of the Nevi'im Achronim, of Chagai Zachariah Malachi, who are members of the Anshei Knesset Gedolah? Was it a So Nevi'im, or was it a Minhag Nevi'im, a Minhag that they decided to take upon themselves and do, but it wasn't a Takana? L'mai Nafka Mina, says Rashi, Bracha. Bracha is the Nafka Mina. If it's a Takana, you make a Bracha on it. If there's no Takana, if it was just a Minhag, you don't make a Bracha, because after all, Rashi says, you cannot say if it's Sivanu on a Minhag, Rashi says, because a minhag is not included in the Isser of Losasur. Losasur, you have to listen to the Chachamim. Losasur, from their words, Yaminu small. Rashi says minhagim are not included in that. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to say a bracha of itzivanu on it. So that is why, that is the suffix of the Gemara here. Obviously, we're going to have to say something different for the Rambam, which we'll say in a few minutes. Because if you look at the Rambam and Hilchas Mamrim, when the Rambam talks about Lo Sasur, the Rambam says, you know what's included in Lo Sasur? Doraises, Derabanans, Gzeros, Takanos, and Minhagim. The Rambam quotes Minhagim are included in the Isser of Lo Sasur. And if we violate a Minhag, a substantive Minhag, then one would be, it would be included in Lo Sasur. So what's the issue of Bracha? Excuse me, we'll have to get to that in a few minutes. But anyway, let's just do Rashi now. Machlokas Yisod versus Minog. And the Nafkamid is the Bracha. So at this time, Rabbi Yochanan, who Dami Yisod Nevi'im. So we have this Machlokas of Yochanan and Rishu ben Levi. So we don't know who says what. So the Gemara says, let's prove that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says it's Yisod Nevi'im. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yisod Nevi'im, he deciding. Says it befeirish, because Rabbi Yochanan says it is Yisod Nevi'im is a Takana. Says the Gemara, 1 second. I'm the Rabbi Zeder, Rabbi Yavo, Rabbi Yochanan Haki. Does Rabbi Yochanan say it's a Takana to Rabbanan? We just quoted it twice. Rabbi Yochanan said it's a daraisa. Halacha Moshe Misinai. Rishur Rabbi Yochanan Yishva Kas Beis Charsan Esther Netios Arav Nisachamayim Halacha Moshe Misinai. So what are you talking about? Even Yisod Nevi'im, which is the stronger opinion, it's even more than that. Halacha Moshe Misinai. Eshtomim Kishachad. He thought about it for a second. He says, for Omar, he says, oh, Shachachum V'chazur V'yistam. I got it. It was Halacha Moshe Misinai, but when they went into Galus Bavel, they forgot about it, and then he reenacted the Din D'Oraisa. It really is D'Oraisa, but it was just forgotten in between. Fine. So the Gemara says, no, that won't work either. Umir Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really hold that halachos were forgotten by the Bnei Bavel, that they didn't know so much Torah, the Bnei Bavel? V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, Dilchon Amri, Dilchon Hi. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that Rav Kahana was a Talmud of Rav who learned in Bavel. And he came to Eretz Yisrael after he had, there's a story told in Gemara Baba Kama, where he had to kill somebody justly. He justly had to defend himself and kill somebody. And he ran away back to Eretz Yisrael though, because he got wasn't liked anymore in Bavel. So he went away to Eretz Yisrael and he became a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan was amazingly impressed with him. And every time, over time, he realized that Rav Kahana really had a true Mesorah. And one time he told his Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael, Dilchon, your Torah, really Dilchonim, is really, really they have the true Mesorah. We thought that we were the one that had the true Mesorah. But really, they have the true Mesorah. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan is very impressed with the Babylonian Derech Alimud. And the Gemara, they didn't forget things in Bavel. So how can you say, well, we had a stira. Does he say Daraisa Derabanan? It was Daraisa, but they forgot it, and he was Masakhid again. No, it can't be. He said that Bnei Bavel had a true Mesorah. So he wouldn't have said it was forgotten. So Gemara says, okay, different answer. How could one source say that Rabbi Yochanan holds his Daraisa under Rabbanan? Lo kasha, kabe mikdash kam bikvulin. In the Beis HaMikdash, that's Daraisa. That's Halacha Moshe Misinai. Outside, it's only Derabanan. Period. And here is where we have one of the few places we have in Maseches Brachas, is in other Masechtas, the big discussion of Tosfos. And that is the issue of making a bracha on a minhag. Tosfos says, it seems from this Gemara, seems pretty clearly in Rashi, that you do not make a bracha on a minhag. And therefore, says Tosfos, based on the fact that what? Because what do we say in a brachas a mitzvah? Vitzivanu. Hashem doesn't command us to do minhagim. So therefore, you can't say the bracha. And therefore, so says Tosfos, third skinny line, v'yesh medaktakin mitoch kach, t'lo mavarchinan ahal d'rosh chodesh, she'inu en milg ba'alma. Based on this, you shouldn't make a bracha on halon rosh chodesh. Halon on yantif, that's a din. Daraisa d'rabanan. Halon rosh chodesh is a minhag. So says Tosfos, according to this, you shouldn't make a bracha. So there are basically four or five Gemaras that all the Rishonim discuss. Some of them appear that you do make a bracha, some that you don't appear. This Gemara seems like you don't appear. So Tosfos Hashita is, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is, that our Gemara is an exception. Let's just backtrack for a second. There are really two Minhagim that everybody agrees to. And then you have all the others that are in the middle. Everybody agrees that Chibut Arava, what's done on Hoshana Rabbah, you do not make a bracha on. Even according to Baalei Tosfos, who the Rama Paskins like, who Ashkenazim Paskin like, that you do make a bracha minhagim, hold that chibah rava you don't, because that's a low level minhag. You don't really do much. Right? You bang the arava a little bit. But everybody agrees that chibah arava you don't make a bracha. Other extreme. Everybody agrees, even, let's say the Rambam now, even other Rishonim who say that you don't make a bracha on minhagim, agree that by Yantif Sheni, that minhag avoseinu biyadeinu, you do make a bracha. Everybody agrees to those two. Chibat Arava, Nashan Arava, you don't make a bracha. Second night of Yontif, we all made brachas. Second night of Pesach, make a bracha al achilas masa. We make a bracha on that minhag. Everybody agrees to that. The Rambam, right? The Gemara and Shabbos says why? Because people are going to be bezalzel in the mitzvah if you don't make a bracha. Those two everybody agrees to. What about all the other minhagim? That's everything else in the middle. All other minhagim, can you make a bracha or not? That's the machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. Bali Tosfos all over the place, and brachas yudalit here, and other places say that you make brachas on minhagim. You make a bracha on Halan Rosh Chodesh, and other cases that might come up. The Rambam says clearly no way. The Rambam says you don't make a bracha on minhagim, and that's this, the you walk into a Sephardi shul on Rosh Chodesh, they will not make a bracha on Halel, because that is a minhag. They say Halel, but they don't make a bracha on Halel. So that is Machlokas Rambam and Tosfos, that's a Machlokas Mechab and the Ramah. There are certain problems with all the shittas, meaning fitting it in, like the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch passes that you make a bracha when you light the menorah in shul. That's a minug that we got Chorin say, but he usually passes like the Rambam. So how do you do that? Maybe that's a different kind of minug. But either way, that is known as a Machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. Yeah? So good question. So Alex says, but what do you mean? Didn't we just say a few minutes ago that according to the Rambam, minhagim are included in Lo Sasur? They're included in the world of Torah Shabbat Peh. So how is it that why don't you make a bracha on a minhag usually, and why is this different? So that's, the Brisker Rav explains that. The Brisker Rav in Hilchas Bracho says that according to the Rambam, it's not an issue of Lo Sasur or not. The Rashi says it's included in Lo Sasur, so you should make a bracha. If not, not. The Rambam doesn't say that. Obviously, you see the Rambam includes Minhagim in Lo Sasur, and yet he says you don't make a bracha on Minhagim. So says the Brisker Rav as follows. Why don't you make a bracha on Minhagim according to the Rambam? He says different reason. Vanir Pashut. So das HaRambam. Hada in Mavarchin ala Minhag. Lav Mishum Taima that you can't say Vitzivanu. You can't say Vitzivanu. It is Lo Sasur according to the Rambam. But we know what the reason is. Elohadim vrachin alaminog who zed din be'etzem hachefse shalohem. The lav toras mitzvahs behu levarich aleihem. The rakal mitzvahs mevarchim. V'lo minhagas. Minhag is included in Torah Shemohem Lo Sasur. But you know what? There was a din, there was a takana derabana to make brachas. When do you make a bracha? On mitzvahs. That was the takana. Nothing to do with Vitzivanu. There was a takana, all brachos, birchas and mitzvah derabanan. The rabbanan enacted to make brachas on mitzvahs, not to make brachas on minhagim. So if it's a minhag, you don't make a bracha. But if something inherently is a mitzvah, you make a bracha. That's how the Brisker Rav says, even Yantav Sheni. When we eat matzah on the second night of Pesach, we're doing it alts minhag. But the chovas hagavra is minhag. But it's a mitzvah. This eating is a mitzvah. It's just we're doing this mitzvah because of a minhag. Or all the things on Yantav Sheni, inherently at root, it's a mitzvah. The Chovas HaGavra, why we do it is Batoris minhag, but really it's a mitzvah, so you can make a bracha on that one. All other minhagim, though, inherently are minhag. And therefore, even though they are included in Lo Sasur, that's not the issue for the Rambam. The issue of the Rambam is that it's not a mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, there's no bracha. That's what the Brisker Rav here discussed. Yeah.
How do you define a minhag?
So again, right, okay, but there are definitely levels of minhagim, first of all, that are from the Gemara. There are levels of minhagim that are from the Gemara. And, and after that, we have to look at the poskim. You know, there are various other minhagim as well. Again, Chibat Arava, I know, Kaparis. Kaparis is a minhag. So we don't make a bracha on that. Again, I think minhagim that have roots in Chazal are different than later minhagim, and you have to analyze each one.
Yeah.
What about shofar? Shofar, let's say shofar during Elul is a minhag. Shofar during Elul, that's already based on the Rishonim. But again, that's I don't think anybody makes a bracha on that.
Women saying the bracha
for shofar, that's not minhag. That's women doing a chi of mitzvah that the men have. They're pater because it's man grama. It's the minhag of our women is to do that. But again, that's inherently the same thing. Right, but I don't think the Rambam says that women cannot make a bracha on Zman Grama. According to them, right. But we just said according to the Rambam, it's inherently a mitzvah. But again, you have to say that that's different than Yantav Sheni. That for them, because of the Zman Grama, that's mafkiya the chiyav totally. Okay, let's continue. The arava that you shake with your oshanas requires a minimum shear. What is that shear? We'll see in a minute. And it's only taken by itself. This is a big discussion in the poskim. The Ramah says the lechatchila is what generally most of us do, and that is we put down our lulav before we pick up our arava. At the end of the sivuvim, the akavis, we put it down, we pick it up. The Gemara here is also referring to the fact that you don't tie anything else with the arava. But the post can extend it to mean that also when you pick up your arava, you already have put down your lulav. Vein tells me v'nei atzmos, it's only taken by itself. Vein adam yosei chavasa barosh v'lulav. And a person is not yotzei his chova with the arava in the lulav. The Gemara says, one second. Kiva Damar Mar, Inna tells him b'fnei asma. Since we just said in line two that it's taken by itself, Pshita de'in adam yosvi bar shavalulav. Isn't it obvious that you can't use that rabbi in the lulav because that has other meaning with it? The Gemara says, no. Ma'u datei mani milahechad lo'agbe v'hadar agbe. I would have thought maybe only if you don't pick it up twice. That's what you can't be yotzei. Avul agbe v'hadar agbe emalo, kamash malo. But I would have thought that if you picked it up and then put it down and then picked it up again, maybe then you could. Kamash malo, you cannot use the arava in your lulav to be yotzei this zeichel l'mikdash of shaking the arava. And again, the poskim discuss, some people have the minhag to take them both at the same time and then put the lulav down. The Rama says the best though is to put the lulav down and then pick up the arava. Rav Chisla, no, you can use the arava in the lulav, machlokas. The kamashira, how long is the arava that you have to use? Rav Nachman gimel badi amal machim. Three stalks of nice moist leaves. No, even one leaf and one stalk. Does that really mean one leaf and one stalk, even if they're not connected to each other? It means even one leaf on one stalk, that is good enough. Again, the Minhag Yisrael generally take five together, bound up. But again, this was the minimum, one or three. Amar Ivo, Havi Kaimna, Kami de Rav Elazar Bar Yitzchak. Ivo, who Rashi says was the father of Rav, was once in front of Rav Elazar Bar Yitzchak. We're getting back to the issue of what is the mitzvah, what are you supposed to do with the Arava? The Isaiah who gavra Arava Kamei, somebody brought him an Arava, Shokil Chavit Chavit, Velo Baruch. He took it and he banged it, or he was Chovet. What does Chovet mean? Rashi says it means he shook it. The Rambam says it means he banged it, like what we do. Rashi says it just means he shook it. Velo Baruch, he didn't make a bracha when he did it. Savar minag neviim hu. So that proves that it's minag neviim, not yisod neviim, and that is why we don't make a bracha. By the way, if you look in the Hiratzon by the Chibur Arava in the Sidurim, it quotes minag neviim. That's the Gemara. Minag neviim. I have a chizkiyah bnei bar derav. I have another story. I and chizkiyah were grandchildren of Rav. Right, this was a different Ivo, the great grandson of the previous one. Right, because we just said Ivo was Rav's father and Ivo was Rav's grandson. Put this on one of Menachem's issues about naming after people, even in Bizvana Gemara. He's named after his great grandfather. Find it in the Torah also, but Peleg or one of the lines you find the ones that Rishonim point out. Sorry,
Lemech.
Right, so you find a later generation named after an early generation. Okay, so I have a chizkiyah by the derav. Isu arav lekamei derav chavit labarik asav minag neviim hu. Also, same story. Brought in front of Rav. He banged it and make a bracha. So you see, it's a minag neviim. Amar Ivo. Another story with the same people. Different topic. Amar Ivo. I have a gimnik amid derav Elazar bar Tzadok. I was once in front of Elazar bar Tzadok. Asal lekamei hu gavra. Somebody came in front of him and said as follows. Amale kiryas isli. I have a village. Karmaya isli. In my village, I have a vineyard. Zaysaya isli. I also have olive trees. And it happens to be Shvius. It's Shvius, it's Shemitah. And you know what happens? The people who live in the village, my workers come and hoe my land, which we'll talk about why there's no Isser of that in Shvius in a few minutes. They hoe my land, and they hoe my vineyard, and they, instead of their payment, in lieu of their payment, they eat some olives. So arach alo arach, is that okay or not? Is that okay to do that in terms of payment? The question was, Rashi explains, the issue of you're not allowed to do business with pay reshvius. You're not allowed to do business. So is this called business? They're taking money that I owe them from my fruit. Is that business? What about hoeing in the first place? We'll get to that. But is this okay? So arach alo arach, he said, no, it's not right. Sorry, you shouldn't. This is called the business with pay reshvius. So what happened? He went out right away. He left. He left Rav Elazar bar Tzadok. Omar. So Rav Elazar bar Tzadok, after this man left, said to himself, Kadu avesi dairi ba'ara hada mem shnin. I've lived here 40 years already. Lo chamisi bar inish mahalik ba'archan desaknin kadein. And I've never seen somebody so amazing. I've never seen somebody such a ben Torah. I've never seen such a ben Torah. So after we saw cilantro, what was the big deal? Well, he never saw. What was so? He came to ask a shayla, he got an answer. What's the big deal? No, because we see in the next line, he's about to come back and say, okay, what should I do? But he didn't even want them to do it for another second. So before he even asked Rebbe, what should I do? He ran out to stop them from doing it. And then he's going to come back in and say, okay, Rebbe, what should I do? That's what Yisrael Salanter said. He says, that was the amazing thing about him. So Hadavah, so you see, he comes back and says, Amalei, my mavits, what should I do? So Amalei, this is what you should do. After Zesaya, make your olives hefker lachashochaya to the poor people. Make all your olives hefker, like Shvius is supposed to be. Vitain pritiya lakashkushe kramim. And pay the money. Meaning, don't give them olives. Let the olives be for the poor people and give them money. Because you can't do, you cannot do business with peyrus Shvius, right? There's the pasuk says, la'achla velo l'schor. Okay, that's the end of that story, but it's the same people involved as the previous one. That's why it's brought here. But the Gemara just ends off a kishkushe mishari. Are you allowed to hoe in Shvius? What are you talking about? You have to let the land lie fallow. The hatanya v'shvius tishbetena natashta. The pasuk says Shvius, you have to let it go and leave it. Tishbetena milakashke, you have to let it go from hoeing. Or natashta milasakel, and you have to leave it fallow from getting rocks out. I mean, you can't work the land. So what do you tell? Forget the question of Peir Shvius. What about working the land in the first place? So Amar Mar Rav Ukva Bar Chamino Trei Kishkushe Havi. There are really two kinds of hoeing, and this is a Yesod Gadol in Hilcha Shvius. Right? We don't do Masechta Shvius in the Daf Yomi. So whenever we talk about Shvius in the Gemara, you know, we have to focus on it. Chad Stume Pili V'Chad Avruye Ilane. One type of hoeing is when the roots of the tree are revealed, and if you don't take care of them, the tree is going to die. So therefore, covering up the dirt is preventative, is really helping the tree to live, not making it better. That's stume pile. Avruye ilani is to make it even better. Avruye ilani aser, stume pile shari. Anything in Shvius that will just help the tree stay as is, that's mutter in Shvius. You're allowed to work the land in Shvius to make sure everything doesn't get ruined forever. You're not allowed to make it better. You're not allowed to be mashbiach. But if it's stume ilani, if it's just closing up cracks that are sticking out, that is not allowed. That is allowed. Avruye ilani would not be allowed. So what they were doing in this case was stume ilani, and that's why it is mutter. Period. Okay, I want to stop here because there's a few things to say on the next few lines. We'll stop before the last story of Ivo, by Omar Ivo. We'll stop there. Hashem, we will continue. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you say by the Arab it's Chutzal
Mitzvah? Why don't you say by the Arab it's Chutzal Mitzvah? So this might also be a mitzvah. Why don't you say Hoksa Mitzvah? Why don't you say Hoksa Mitzvah so that for that mitzvah?
For that mitzvah.
For that mitzvah, you can't use it. Okay, interesting question. Why don't you say Hoksa Mitzvah so it shouldn't be a Havamina? Today's shiur was Lerefua Shalema. Daniel Dov Ben Rashka. You should have a Rafua Shalema today and all the rest of the week. And Rafua Shalema.
The Shvi is Lanium. Is there any comments on that? That was the Hefku is Lanium.